Donald Stewart, the Friends Review here, and I'm here with...
Jenna from White Plate Theatre.
Hi, Jenna. The production you brought to the Fringe this year is a reproduction, but we were talking earlier on about how the company White Slate came about. Can you tell us a little bit about that genesis?
Yeah, absolutely. Susie and I, who run the company together, she directs and I write. We formed right at the end of our last year of university. We were both on a directing module, and I think neither of us really knew what we were going to do. We couldn't get the rights to perform any of the shows that we both liked, and so I tentatively said to Susie, I have sort of 2/3 of a script I wrote last year. Are you interested in reading it and seeing what you think? Susie, I sort of gave it over to her, feeling like I'd given away my firstborn child. And she rang me up half an hour later and said, I love it, let's do it. And so that's how we started with Your Fragrant Phantom, which we brought to the Fringe in 2014. And then we brought Captured in 2016, and now we're here in 2018 with reproduction.
So Fragrant Phantom was based on the lives of two significant figures.
Yes, it was about F. Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald and their sort of whirlwind life. And it was kind of based on the idea of, if you got the chance to relive your memories, could you change them and could you live your life in a different way, which would mean it would end differently, or are we all destined to keep repeating the same mistakes over and over?
So what attracted you to that pair?
Oh, well, I mean, I think if you ever look into those two, nothing can not attract you to them. They were the epitome of the 1920s, of the glamour, of the glitz. She was such a character. Everyone knew who she was, and she loved it. They were sort of like the first celebrity couple, mm-hmm. and they really sort of manipulated their media, which were their novels. And they just had such fun and such spark, but really ended in such a miserable way.
So your firstborn was a massive success.
Yes, it was.
So it led on to number two child.
Yeah, to Captured, which I think was a more difficult write for me, difficult second album syndrome. Mm-hmm. But it got out there after painstaking, sitting alone at my laptop getting it done. And that was about a couple who hadn't seen each other in 5 years and why they hadn't. And it was sort of about the art and sort of science divide and kind of how to live a good life. Should we be trying to do more for the community around us, or should we be selfish and trying to achieve our own aims and making ourselves the centre of our world?
So 2014 number one, 2016 number two. Was there a reason you missed it 2015?
Not really, just so I could have time to write. And also, Edinburgh's just such a commitment, both financially and emotionally and physically, that I think every 2 years is about all we can manage.
So the process for both of those, in terms of now the process for the third one, which comes in 2018, how did that form and formulate how you were going to go about the third child?
Yeah, so the first two shows were written very differently. Show one I sort of wrote for university, and it all kind of spilled out of me very quickly. Show two was much more painstaking, a lot of time alone writing, which I kind of realised wasn't for me. Because I sort of fell into writing, it wasn't my main aim ever. So I just really sitting alone with a laptop wasn't what I wanted to do. I make theatre, I love being in the rehearsal room. So as soon as I got the idea for reproduction, we went straight in with some actors. I sort of had already fleshed out characters and ideas, and then we sort of got them to play, and then I would go home and kind of wouldn't write up anything we'd been doing, but it would have sparked ideas for me all day, and then I could write a full bit and bring it in and get them to perform it and then see if it works and take it home and change it. So it was a really amazing collaborative and creative experience.
But the collaboration with the original actors,
yes,
led to two new actors becoming,
yes,
involved.
Yes, that's right. Sadly, they both couldn't come with us to the Fringe. So we've cast Daryl Green and Jesse Lawrence, who are fantastic actors. Yeah. They both separately performed at the Pop-Up Globe in Auckland, mm-hmm. Having never met each other until they came and did the show together. So we're bringing people from across the globe together. But yeah, we've had such fun with them, such energy. And although the script hasn't changed, there's a real different sort of, not a completely different story told, but different mm-hmm. arcs definitely formed, which has been great. It keeps it fresh.
And you're now in a third venue. Over the sort of three, you know, Fragrant Phantom had a fantastic venue that just fitted with
yes,
the production itself. And last year it was a slightly less slightly more sterile
environment
than this one in Zoo Southside.
Yes, Zoo Southside is a lovely venue, and the studio particularly is amazing. It's a really lovely thrust space, and we've got the audience on three sides. And I think for our style of conversational theatre, where we really acknowledge that the audience are there with us, it works so well for the actors to be able to be in and amongst them and for everyone to feel like they're in the same room. We really don't believe in saying, like, that's you and this is us. It's like, we're all in here, this room together, so why pretend we're not?
And you've got that engagement right from the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah. We want people to feel welcome and warm and like they could talk at any point during the show, because actually they could talk at any point during the show. It would only make the show more interesting.
It's based around the fact that this is the 40th anniversary of the first IVF baby.
Yeah.
But it takes quite a different kind of tack. It's not telling that story.
No, it's not. I think IVF is such an incredible invention, and I think it's something we should also be really proud of. British, I mean, it kind of went around well, but the first IVF baby was a British lady called Louise Brown, and yes, it is different to that. I think I was interested in how IVF has changed the landscape, and I think because people feel like IVF is something to fall back on, people are pushing starting a family till later and later, and I was really looking at how the social landscape had changed, and also about why there weren't really any female names in the discovery of IVF when it's happens inside a woman's body. So yes. I was looking at that, and I was sort of looking then at the sort of the statistics of where women are in science, and they've done an amazing job of getting women into science, but not such an amazing job at keeping women in science. Around 30 women drop off and don't progress to the higher levels, and I think there's only one reason for that.
Okay, and if people want to see it and get out of, I don't know if people can hear that the rain is pouring down on a typical Edinburgh summer, tell us a little bit about where, when you're likely to get see reproduction.
So reproduction is on at 5:15 every day apart from the 15th of August at Zoo Southside in the studio. We're there for the whole rest of the Edinburgh run, and we're also on tour throughout all of October going all around the UK. So if you're not in Edinburgh, come check us out on tour near you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.